listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
And welcome. You are listening to Viral Podcasting. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is the place to go, whether you're looking to build massive audiences, monetize your podcast, or just bring it to another level. And we've been talking about the Rodecaster Pro from Rode, or is it Rode? I think it's an Australian company. I should find out more about that. But they've really created a masterpiece here. You heard the beginning intro, bumper, trailer. Well, all I did was push a button and it played it from memory. And when you hear the outro after we're done, I'm going to do the same exact thing. In addition, I've got multiple effects running right this moment, and they're extremely powerful. Not quite as good as my Behringer X-Air 18 mixer, but still pretty darn good. And I'm a believer in this, especially because when I first looked at it, you had to, in order to transfer files between the mixer and your computer, you actually had to remove the micro SD card, which is a pain, and put it in your card reader on your computer, in which case I am using a Mac Mini, the latest vintage, latest iteration of that, and it doesn't have a card reader, so I had to use a card reader adapter. Now you put it into transfer mode, and you can move your files right over. So that's a great thing. And there's so many others, but I've already reviewed this unit. What I want to talk about now is if you have an interview-based show and you're not interviewing these people live, even if you are, you've got four inputs here, four headphone outputs, and with separate controls, so you're able to handle literally four live tracks. You could do three additional people remotely because you've got your USB, so you could use that for Skype. You've got a direct plug into your cell phone, direct output input, so you can have a cell phone hooked up or a tablet that's using Skype or whatever. And then you've got Bluetooth. And so if you're having multiple people, you could do up to effectively, including yourself, seven different people online, three remotes and four live. And if you want to double up on microphones, you could do even better than that. What I really love about the Rodecaster, though, I was using the Bluetooth for a while, and the Bluetooth was fairly okay. I mean, I've been using Skype, calling people on landlines, VoIP lines, and Skype to Skype, and cell phones. And Skype to Skype really has about the best bandwidth, the best audio quality out there. But when you go Skype to VoIP, you have issues because Skype is VoIP-based. And VoIP to VoIP, when it's two different standards, doesn't always work that well. Then the second most common use was Skype to cell phones. And again, Skype to cell phone. Cell phone is just another form of VoIP, in my opinion. I can't give you the technical aspects of it, but what I can tell you is that it has peculiarities, and you will have greatly diminished sound quality when you go Skype to anything other than Skype. And then Skype to a landline, it could be a VoIP phone, or some of you out there still actually have a copper wire pair coming into your house, compliments of your local telephone company, although that's becoming rarer and rarer. Skype does a credible job on that. But what I found was initially when I got the mixer, I just hooked up my cell phone by Bluetooth. The Rodecaster's got a Bluetooth system in there. It's Bluetooth compatible. And just like any other Bluetooth device in your car, headphones, whatever, you sync them together, you pair them, and it worked okay. But I always felt like there was a distorted kind of sound. It just bothered me. So finally I said, well, A number of reviews that I read said that if you use the cable going into your cell phone, you're going to get a higher quality of sound. Initially, I was hesitant to do it. It seemed like, well, I got Bluetooth. Bluetooth is so much more advanced, and it's wireless, cableless, all that. Well, I bought the TRRS cable from Amazon. I think I paid $8 for it. It's a nice fabric-coated cable. It looks very durable. But you've got your Lightning port on your iPad and your iPhone. So you have to get an adapter that takes the regular jack and converts it, a converter, into the Lightning port. And I did that. And then I started using it. And the sound quality is so far superior to the Bluetooth that I will never use the Bluetooth unless I absolutely have to again. I just won't do it because I'm getting so much better sound quality. If you're worried, if you're the person kind of person that gets a lot of calls, put your iPhone into do not disturb mode. If you're using Android, they're still using the conventional headphone jack. You just stick that TRRS jack right into your port, and it works perfectly well. One thing is Verizon. If you use Verizon and the person you're speaking with is using Verizon and you have later model phones, for instance, I think it goes from the iPhone 9 or 10 up to present, you can get what's called HD quality audio. And it's not quite like HD quality audio on your sound system, but it is damn good. There's really no cell phone carrier out there that's better. Of course, you're going to have all of the normal concerns with cell phones that you have ordinarily. Signal quality is going to affect your sound quality at times. You're going to have drop off, and somebody was just trying to call me on it right now, which is why it beeped. You're going to have drop offs. You're going to have that type of thing. If you use Wi-Fi calling on your cell phone, I don't know exactly what the quality issues are going to be. The thing is, once you turn on Wi-Fi calling on your cell phone, you really have no idea when it's working and when it isn't. If you're hooked up to Wi-Fi, it might default to it because the cell carriers would much prefer you to use Wi-Fi calling because that takes the pressure off of their networks. It diverts traffic from their networks and puts it over to Wi-Fi. Now, with 5G coming, I don't think it's going to make any difference. I'm not going to get into the debate whether 5G is going to kill us all or not and cause disease. That's for another show. You can go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. We talk about things like that there. But as far as the mechanics and getting a decent quality phone call, radio stations use this thing, a Comrex board. They use different things, hybrid adapter. I've tried all of these things for regular phone calls over the years. But the beauty of the Rode is it's got all of it built in. You don't have to worry about mix minus, meaning echoes from your caller without getting into it. The Rodecaster Pro handles all the mix minus on all three remote channels, so you'll never get feedback or echo as a result of that. The reason I'm bringing this to you is that using that cable, hard wire, just really makes it about 20 or 30% higher quality as far as I can guesstimate. One other thing that I've done on and off over the years, I generally try to have my computer hardwired into an Ethernet adapter. So you use the actual Ethernet cable from your Ethernet jack on the back of your computer into the router. And the reason you do this is that you get much better quality connections faster. You're less prone to radio interference, which is probably why the cable into the Rodecaster from your phone works better. You don't get the interference of radio signals because we're surrounded by all these radio waves, and some of them mess with Bluetooth. So for all these reasons, hardwiring is always preferable. I've mentioned this before. So you hardwire your computer into your router, meaning you use the Ethernet cable, and boom, you're going to get less drop-offs. All these things. Wherever possible, don't go wireless in your podcast setup. That's my advice. Go for hardwiring. You're almost always going to get a better signal, better audio quality. Now, one thing that I was doing that I realized a long time after, I always make two copies of my podcast interviews of my shows. What I would use was Skype Recorder, and I would use Audition, and I record them both live on the computer. And I was realizing over time, and I don't know if it was the Apple Mini or what, but the idea of recording stuff coming in on your hard drive, your computer is not optimized to minimize, most of yours aren't, to minimize noise from the computer. Now, granted, I've got a solid state hard drive, that's not putting out noise, but the bus itself, the USB bus that all the sound is traveling on, is really very noisy. And the idea of having two simultaneous audio recordings at once, and I do that as a backup because that way you never lose a show, really became problematical. So I started thinking about, well, I'll just use an external recorder again. When I first started out, the podcast answer man, Cliff Ravenscraft, he said, use an external Roland RO7 recorder, I think it was back then. And you used an adapter cable, output jacks, etc. It worked fine, and it really did give you good quality. Now, I personally think that the Zoom H6 is better quality than the Roland, but the Roland is smaller, handheld, has some features on it that are really, that's really nice, the latest one. But the Rodecaster Pro's got the recorder built into it, and you push the button, and that's it. And the sound quality of recording on the Rodecaster, slightly better than the sound quality of recording on your computer. But the fact that I'm only doing one audio recording on my system rather than two makes it all the more better. And if I use Skype Recorder to record video, which I've been doing a lot more of lately, I combine that with the audio recording on my Rodecaster, and I find that the quality of both of them is far superior. Now, one thing, when you're recording audio with your video, the audio to them is really like an afterthought on Skype Recorder. You're going to get a diminution of quality. And then if you suck it into your, import it into your video program like iMovie, Final Cut Pro, whatever, you're going to get some issues and you don't have the ability to play with the sound, the audio, as much as you do in Audition. So you might want to just use the soundtrack from your Rodecaster and use that in lieu of the audio that comes from Skype Recorder or any other Skype recording program. There's Pamela. There's a bunch of them out there. I've just been using Skype Recorder for years, and it works for me. So those are some things I just wanted to bring to your attention. Again, the Rodecaster Pro, it's a whopping $599. I saw a used one on eBay for $450. I opted to go new for this unit because I just felt that I don't have any problem buying used. My microphone's a Cloud 44A. Used is okay. But for certain things, the mixer, I wanted the warranty. I wanted a perfectly good unit out of the box. And that's exactly what I got. I bought it at B&H. I don't get paid by Rodecaster. Anybody else, B&H. B&H always been really great service. No sales tax if you're outside of New York State. Maybe New Jersey too now, or Connecticut. But highly, highly recommended. So the Rodecaster Pro, it keeps getting better and better and better. Yes, there are things that they could do to make it even better. I wish they had the quarter inch inputs instead of the XLRs, but it's really not anything significant. It's not a big deal. So that's it for this show. Don't forget my book, Viral Podcasting, A Proven Process to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Show. You can get it on Amazon or wherever fine books used to be sold. No, you just have to go to Amazon to get it. Highly proud of that book. I know it will help you to become a career podcaster like myself. My title now, my job title is professional podcaster, also viral podcaster. If you can do it, if this is the life you want, then I highly, highly recommend it. It's never been a better career than what I'm doing now. Next podcast, we are going to talk about Ecamm and using a blue screen. Because even though you're a podcaster and you specialize in audio, video is very important, especially if you're going to upload your shows to YouTube. And YouTube is the largest podcast server in the world. I know it's hard to believe. You might have thought it was Libsyn or one of them. It's actually YouTube, because all of the podcast servers out there, the good ones, allow you to upload your show automatically to YouTube. Having video, very powerful. It doesn't diminish your podcasting brand. It strictly augments it. Highly recommended. If you've got any questions or comments and you'd like me to evaluate your show, we'll do it for free. I can tell you quality-wise what I think, and monetization-wise, can you monetize your podcast? Will it bring you to the financial level that you're looking to be at? KL@KerryLutz.com, and we answer all your questions. That's it for now, and thanks.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.